Curtis and Marcus Beck. We'll get the tip-off here momentarily. We're going to step aside. They're going to play the national anthem for us, and we're back to the tip-off in 2.5 minutes. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie? Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, welcome back. It's Nemaha Central and Sabetha. We are underway in the boys' contest. We'll dive into this one as we continue to scratch along through the first quarter of action. Brandon Fabin, Logan Bitterman, and Brian Hertz all with you. 92.1 KMZA, also the Sabetha channel. Streaming live on Facebook, also online at mscsports.net. Logan, monster one tonight between these two. Sabetha 5-0, Nemaha Central ranked at 4-1, and Nemaha Central had no problem with Sabetha in the two meetings last year. Seems like a much different Sabetha team this time around. There's a quick drive, curling in the lane, and busting one up for two is Marcus Beck. And just like that, the second of the Beck twins in terms of points per game gets the first bucket for Nemaha Central, 2-0, the Thunder in front. Quickly inside, layup up and good, and a quick and one inside. That's Christian McAfee, the 6'3 sophomore, and I think we could see a lot of points in this one here tonight. These two teams averaging both over 50 points per game. Nemaha Central at 57, Sabetha now 51.5. As Christian McAfee knocks in the free throw, he is just a 43% free throw shooter. That one looked pure there. So both teams have knocked in buckets to start. 3-2 Sabetha, minutes into this first quarter. We've seen both teams have a little bit of a change in the starting lineup. Sabetha normally going with Davis Roki, but they start Preston Michael tonight. And then for the Thunder, normally Sam McWilliams would start, but Wade Leonard gets the start. And Marcus Beck, how about two quick buckets for him? He's got four, and it's a 4-3 Nemaha Central lead, not quite 90 seconds in. Nemaha Central won both matchups last year by 20 points each, 62-42 and then 63-43. There's a turnover by Sabetha. Nice pass from Beck to Carter Lutz. And Lutz, a 6'3 senior with a left-handed bucket, 6'3, good start for Nemaha Central on their home floor. Home white uniforms for the Thunder. The dark blues for Sabetha. Turning in the lane is Bauman. Into the right corner now, it's Niehaus. Now they get it back out to Matthew Garber, the 5'10 junior guard, and we get a whistle away from the ball. First foul of the game on Cole Hermisch for Nemaha Central. So what are the keys tonight for Sabetha, Logan? Is, you know, they try to knock off the top dog, so to speak. Royal Valley leading the conference right now, but obviously the Thunder, one of the top teams in the league. What does Sabetha need to do tonight to keep their undefeated run alive here?
You got to get defensive stops. Do not let Nemaha Central have second chance, even third chance opportunities offensively. And then as far as offensively for yourself, you got to work inside, either try to get Nemaha Central to commit some fouls or find easy baskets inside that you can convert.
Certainly don't want to turn the ball over. That's what Sabetha just did. Got called for a travel, so they give it back to Nemaha Central. 5:50 to go first quarter. Thunder leading 6-3. 4 from Marcus Beck, 2 from Carter Lutz, and then all 3 for Sabetha by Christian McAfee. Marcus back into the corner to his brother Curtis. Marcus gets it back, top of the key. Works around the arc, gets it off to Leonard on the right wing. Leonard, a junior, getting a start tonight. Gets it off to Marcus. Marcus skips it into the right corner. Behind the back pass to Carter Lutz. They'll slow it down, kind of reset a little bit. Man-to-man defense by the Jays. 6-3, Nemaha Central. Holden Bass is into the game. Real quick for Nemaha Central. We get a drive and a foul. They get Matthew Garber here. That's his first. So Wade Leonard's going to go to the free throw line to shoot 2. He hasn't scored much. He's only shot 1 free throw this year. This will be number 2 and 3. He's now 0 for 2 after missing the first. And Logan, it didn't take long. Davis Roki, the 6'4 junior, checking in for Sabetha.
Yeah, and he's kind of their scoring leader this season. So that's going to be a big advantage if he can get going here early.
Yeah, leads the team in minutes played. And 13 points, 9 rebounds a contest. Wade Leonard missing both free throws. And Roki immediately gets the rebound and is fouled. By Abe Hilbert, who is in the game. I said Holden Bass, correct myself, it was Abe Hilbert in the game. So Hilbert, who hasn't played a whole lot for Nemaha Central, getting some early minutes. Thunder lead it by 3, 6-3, under 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Nice pass, it's Roki to McAfee, and McAfee lays it in for 2, and he's got all 5 so far for the Blue Jays, and it's a 1-point Nemaha Central lead at 6-5. Here's Curtis, back to his brother Marcus, top of the key. Leonard, Hilbert, and Lutz on the floor. Lutz back to the top of the key to Curtis, curls all the way, wants to take it into the lane and lay it in for 2 off the window with the right hand. So Curtis, the leading scorer in the Big 7, gets his first bucket. And the lead back to 3 for the Thunder. 8-5, 4:20 to go in the first. Short corner left side, it's McAfee. Difficult shots and got the kind touch. How about the start from the 6'3 sophomore Christian McAfee, who's got all 7. And then quickly inside, beautiful find by Leonard, and Hilbert has a 2-point bucket. 10-7, back and forth we go. Said there was an opportunity for points in this one tonight, and both of these teams off to a red-hot start. McAfee looking for Roki in the right corner, tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Sabetha, 3:48 to go first quarter, 10-7, Thunder by 3. Preston Michael, the junior, to throw it in, right side of the backboard, more towards the corner. They want it inside. Hilbert knocked it out of bounds, but it'll stay with the Blue Jays. And looking inside for McAfee's, off to a great start. 7 points. All 7 for Sabetha. And then a whistle. And then Hilbert once again causing a disruption on the inbounds pass. And Sabetha, for a third time, is going to have to try to get it in. This time they put Garber in there to throw it in. Does so over the top and gets it off to McAfee. Hands it off to Garber. Fires a 3. This one's strong. A rebound for Marcus Beck, the leading rebounder in the Big 7. Get it up the floor to Lutz, lost the handle, and chased down here into the corner, stays in bounds, and finally picked up by Sabetha's Preston Michael. Blue Jays down 3, 10-7. Here's a shot for the tie, and that one's buried. Davis Roki from downtown. That's his 4th three of the season, And we're tied at 10, 3:18 to go in the first. When I talk about a guy in Davis Roque, 6'4", who can stretch the floor and shoot threes, and he's a 40% three-point shooter. Here's Lutz from downtown. That one no good from straight on, and Marcus Baumann the rebound for Sabetta. He wants to take it all the way. His floater is no good, but who's right there to get the rebound? It's McAfee. Here's a three from the right corner. That one is no good, and then that one is taken away by Nemaha Central's Marcus Beck. And then we get a whistle and a foul. As the Thunder was coming back the other way, they get this one on Preston Michael. So Preston Michael picks up his first. Noel Niehuis is back into the game for Sabetha. We're tied at 10, 2:50 to go here in the first. Good pace from both teams. We expected a good one, and it's certainly that 5-plus minutes into the first quarter.
And Sabetha's in their 3-2 zone defense now, and a lot of it's because all the points so far are coming from inside the paint right next to the basket.
Yeah, Nemaha Central, not a good three-point shooting team as they nearly turn it over inside. They are just an 18% three-point shooting team, and right on cue, it's Curtis Beck calling the bank at 8:30 at night to get a deposit. He knocks in a three. It's 13-10. Turns out to usually whenever I say something, the opposite happens. 13-10 after the three by Curtis Beck. Here's McAfee, takes it all the way, and beautifully done individual one-on-one play. And Christian McAfee's going off. He's got nine here in the first quarter. It's 13-10, or 13-12 now. Nemaha Central, their lead is one. Here is Marcus Beck. They get it inside to Hilbert, who draws the body and draws the foul. Stops the clock at 1:53. They get this one on Roque, so that's his first. So Abe Hilbert, who's now appearing in his fourth game of the season, shooting his third and fourth free throws. He's 1-2 so far, and he misfires on the first. He has already scored a bucket. Travis Dollinghouse, the 5'8 senior, has checked in for Sabetha. Hobart's second free throw is no good. Battle for the rebound. The scrum, it goes out of bounds, and it was last touch by Sabetha. So unfortunate there. They had about three shirts around it and just couldn't pick it up. And now Nemaha Central getting it back as Hilbert comes out, and we see Cole Hermes check in. 13-12, Nemaha Central by one. There's Leonard, left side on the wing, curls to the top of the key, comes back left side. It's Curtis back to his brother Marcus. Marcus to Leonard. Now looks like they're continuing this zone defense, and with all the length Sabetha has, a 3-2 zone can be very deadly if they can run it with good pace, good movement. And with the struggles from three-point range that Nemaha Central has had, and there's a step in two by Carter Lutz. That one was pure from 17. He's got four. 15-12. Thunder back in front by three. Final minute and change left here in the first. So here's Roque with it. Didn't get the start tonight, but came in pretty quickly. He throws it away, and Wade Leonard comes away with a steal. And looking for Curtis on the two-on-one break, and it was tipped out of bounds, and the reaction makes it sound like the officials might have missed that one.
I say, just from where we're sitting, I kind of thought it was off Nemaha, but
Marcus Baumann checks back in. Also, Preston Michael back into the game as well, replacing McAfee and also Garber. McAfee off to a scorching start, 9 of the 12 points for Sabetha here in the first quarter. 53 seconds and counting, first quarter. Nemaha Central with it. And a three-point lead, 15-12. They get it to Marcus, 19 feet straight on. It's no good. Rebound by Baumann, who's got three rebounds here in the first quarter. Skips it here to the far side, into the hands of Michael for three. Yes! Preston Michael from downtown. His first bucket, his second three of the season. And we're tied at 15 with 28 seconds to go here in the first. See if Sabetha can get a stop here, potentially on the final possession of the quarter. Here's Lutz, dribbles around the arc, left side on the wing. Top of the key to Leonard. Now it's Marcus Beck, holds it high into the corner for his brother Curtis. 8 seconds, he'll fire a three. Oh man, he knocked it down. Curtis Beck with eight, And then a steal by Marcus and a shot at the buzzer. If it goes, it's no good. What a sequence in about the final 15. Fast pace, a lot of scoring. What a good one we got through 8 minutes. Nemaha Central 18, Sabetha 15. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
...92.1 FM, KMZA.
Start of the second quarter, 18-15, Nemaha Central. They want to go inside to Roki, lost the handle, kicks it back out. Bauman thought about a three, drives towards the corner, gets it knocked out of his hands, and we get a whistle and a foul. Zan McWilliams, who is into the game, who started the first few games of the season, comes off the bench here tonight for Nemaha Central. Here's Garber on a drive. Nearly had it taken away, and a near steal, and we get a whistle and a foul. This one is going to be on Hermish. So two quick fouls picked up by the Thunder here 23 seconds into the second quarter, and that's going to bring up Abe Hilbert back into the game as Hermish has picked up his second foul, a correction, now his third foul. So Hermish now has to sit with three fouls, and it's just getting going here in the second quarter. Inbounds pass, kicked into the fans. Looks like a lucky fan's going home with the game ball.
Got to get signed.
As they would say. But what pace we had in that first quarter. Back and forth. Christian McAfee was very good with 9 points. And it was kind of just back and forth. Bang, bang. Here we go. They wanted to move it quick. A lot of shots were falling. And, again, both these teams, two of the higher scoring teams in the Big 7. And certainly on display in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Sabetha down three, 30 seconds into this second quarter, 18-15 our score. They get it to Roki on the right wing. They want to go over the top inside, and another whistle and another foul. So this is the third foul on Nemaha Central just this possession alone. And Hilbert now with his second.
Sabetha will be in the bonus for the rest of the first half.
That's now 16 fouls. They want to go inside. Mack, if he had it knocked out of his hands by Hilbert. Only seen this, at least in the first quarter, underneath. Sabetha had some trouble just getting the ball in bounds. That one knocked out by Hilbert again. This time they throw it up over the top quickly to Roki, and then it's tipped away and somehow kept alive, and a steal followed by another steal. Garber inside, missed the layup. Battle for the rebound. It trickles out to the free throw line, and McWilliams finally comes away with it. He wants to go coast to coast, and he'll lay it in. What body control by Sam McWilliams to get that one up and in. 20-15, Nemaha Central by 5. Just past a minute into this second quarter. Man-to-man defense by the Thunder. That's a travel, no call. Here's Garber on a screen, spins away, lost his footing, and there's a travel as he fell down at the free throw line. We're going to get a whistle and a timeout here. I think it's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. 6:45 left in the second quarter. Nemaha Central 20, Sabetha 15. Our game tonight brought to you by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. Logan Bitterman, Brandon Tam, and Brian Hurt all with you. Again, good pace, obviously, in this game. Sabetha and Nemaha Central, you look at it now, I think the keys are going to be fouls. It looks like Nemaha Central might be a little bit down in terms of depth with some of the players. They're kind of rotating, at least right now, from what we've seen in the first few games of the year. I mean, Abe Hilbert's played some quality minutes already. I mean, he did not play much, but he is in there now, and he's playing some good minutes. He's only a sophomore. We saw Holden Batts in there. Obviously, the Beck boys aren't going anywhere, and Carter Lutz, but obviously now they're in a little bit of foul trouble. Cole Hermish on the bench with three, and Sabetha's in the bonus the rest of the quarter. So certainly want to limit fouls as Nemaha Central nearly turned it over on the far side. Sabetha, of course, there's just a lot of length on the floor between these two teams. Nice little give and go. How about that? It's Curtis DeMarcus who lays it in for two to make it 22-15, and then we get a whistle and a turnover by Sabetha. Gives it right back to Nemaha Central. So both of these teams have had their moments. Here's Curtis back for three, and he spins one in. So the Becks have 17 of the 25. It's 25-15. You blink an eye here, Logan. All of a sudden, it's a 10-point game. Here's Garber tries to answer from three. Oh, that's way off. No good. And then saved underneath. Good effort by McAfee. And then McAfee comes away, or nearly comes away with a steal, but the Thunder gather and get it across the timeline. They lead it by 10. 6 minutes to go until halftime. It's 25-15. Here's Marcus Beck. Gets all the way in the lane. He lost the footing and a whistle and a timeout. Sabetha got the possession and a timeout called by Scott Berger. We'll see. It's a 30, so again, we'll keep it right here. So we said in the pregame the Becks came in with 60% of the scoring through five games. Well, they currently have 17 of the 25, so about on that pace. Curtis with 11, Marcus with 6. Carter Lutz also has 4, and then 2 from Sam McWilliams and Abe Hilbert. Christian McAfee, 9 to lead the way for Sabetha, but if you're the Blue Jays, you certainly get a hand on either of these two, slow them down to a certain degree. They have not been slowed, really, either of them, to start this game.
Yeah, Brandon, and the other thing Niemhal's doing, and they're doing a fantastic job so far of it, is they're getting Sabetha to play what Nemaha Central wants to play here, and that's fast. If Sabetha, if they can start kind of slowing it down, getting more touches inside, that could be possibly a factor that turns into Sabetha's favor, but Nemaha Central is getting Sabetha to come down and immediately just go at the basket.
Yeah, Christian McAfee, of course, they were getting it to him inside in the first quarter. He had 9 points. He's back out there for Sabetha. See if they got a little run at him. Down 10 here, early second quarter. Whistle and a travel is called inside against McAfee, so he turns it over. That's 4 turnovers already in the quarter for Sabetha. So Hilbert is out. Sam McWilliams is back into the game for Nemaha Central. 5.5 minutes to go until halftime. Sabetha now showing some pressure in the full court. Cooper Hike is also in the game. Here's Curtis back for three. And he cans it. Timeout. Or I should say an inadvertent whistle here. Well, we might have had some talking between some of the players. The official came in and saying no more to somebody. So somebody said something. But wow, how about Curtis Beck? 14, another three, and the lead is 13 all of a sudden. 28-15. Nemaha Central is scorching hot here in the first half.
Yeah, and Brandon, you're seeing it. The chippiness in this rivalry.
Yeah, there's the chippiness and a near and one and a steal and a layup by Curtis Beck, who now has 16, and Sabetha is forced to take a timeout. Scott Berger has seen absolutely enough. You can just see it in his face. It is a full timeout, so we'll take a breather with Sabetha as well. 5 minutes to go until halftime, 30-15. Nemaha Central cruising early. We're back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Now Curtis Beck is rolling right now for Nemaha Central, the leading scorer in the Big 7. Already has 16 in the first 8-plus minutes. We still got 5 minutes until halftime. He averages 20 a game, and he's got 16 already. He's knocked down multiple threes, just had a steal and a bucket, and Scott Berger, head coach for Sabetha, had seen enough at that point, taking another timeout. It is a 30-15 Nemaha Central lead, and they are off to a 12-0 start here in the second quarter. Beautiful feed and a block from behind by Curtis Beck. Knocked it away from Roki, and the Thunder come away with it. And then there's a steal. McWilliams lost the handle. Here comes Garber. Reverse layup is good. Fundamentally sound Matthew Garber. For him, he's finally on the board. His first bucket, and the lead is 13 at 30-17.
And he was smart on that reverse layup because he turned as he was grabbing the ball to see where the closest Nemaha Central defender was.
A lot of contact inside. Out of bounds it goes. It'll stay with the Thunder. A couple subs back into the game. Preston Michael and Travis Dollinghouse checking in for Niehaus and Bowman, respectively. So it was a 12-0 start to the quarter before Sabetha got their first bucket moments ago. That is a heat check from Curtis Beck, and he knocks in another three. He's got 19 here in the first half. Still 4 minutes to go, and the lead is 33-17.
Are we sure he even took a Christmas break?
Curtis Beck is putting on a show for us here. 19 in the first half. Sabetha does not have an answer. Here is a NBA range three that's missed by Garber. And then McAfee able to pull down the rebound and put it back up and in for an and one. So a chance for Christian McAfee for a three-point play. I think Scott Berger is telling Garber that probably wasn't the best shot to take. But ultimately, bailed out by his teammate McAfee, he misses the free throw. 11 points for Christian McAfee. The lead is 14 for Nemaha Central. 33-19. Lutz will try, and Lutz hits a three. Carter Lutz with seven, and another. I think this is all happening. As soon as I said that they have been a team that has struggled from three, they immediately hit about five or six.
I think they're listening to our broadcast, Brandon.
My goodness. They are scorching hot here in the first half. Sabetha have really no answers. Garber with a nice little dipsy-do drive into the lane, but he missed the layup. A lot of contact inside, no call. Marcus Beck comes down with the rebound. 36-19. It's been a barrage of threes by Nemaha Central to build this thing out. This was just a three-point game at the end of the first quarter. We got still almost 3 minutes to go here in the second. Now Marcus for three. That one nearly dropped. In and out, no good. And then a foul underneath. They're going to get this one on Sam McWilliams.
So you had to know a miss was coming somewhere around there.
It had to happen. So it's a one-and-one scenario. They were playing it about as they were about to pass it in, but that is the eighth team foul on Nemaha Central. So that will send, it looks like, McAfee to the free throw line. Correction, that is Dollinghouse.
Yeah.
So Travis Dollinghouse will shoot a one-and-one. This is his third free throw attempt of the season. He's 0-for-2. As a team, Sabetha is 56% at the free throw line.
Yeah, and the free throws are going to be huge in a game like this when the other team is just nailing the threes.
Well, you certainly don't want to trade free throws for threes,
yeah.
But certainly need the free points when you can get them.
But if they start cooling off,
oh,
they can't
absolutely
find their shots.
Certainly the law of percentages,
yeah,
would suggest that the Thunder will cool off eventually, but that's not been the case. Free
you
throw
would
missed. Yeah. Free throw missed by Dollinghouse, and Lutz with the rebound. Why not? And another. That was a definition of a heat check for Curtis Beck. That one is missed, but a rebound for Sabetha, and they're off the other way. Down 17, 36-19. Make it 36-21. Nice J in the corner by Marcus Bowman. As a sophomore, his first bucket, he's got two. It's 36-21. The key for Sabetha here is, can they win the final 220 here? Can they cut it a little bit? They're down 15, 36-21. Lutz into the corner to McWilliams, a corner three. No rotation on that. And then that one is swatted out of bounds, I believe, by Roki. Roki throws that one to the seats. I think we get a 30-second timeout. John Thomas two of the longest tenured coaches here. John Thomas, 26th year. Scott Berger, of course, year number 32. I missed that. Was that a full?
30.
30? We'll keep it right here. Perfect. So John Thomas wants to take a timeout. So 15-point lead for Nemaha Central, 36-21. If you're just joining us, Curtis Beck, 19 first-half points. Christian McAfee leading the Blue Jays with 11. So, again, it's about winning this final near 2 minutes if you're Sabetha. Can you chip away at it a little bit more? Because in a blink of an eye, it was a three-point game at the end of one, and then you look up all of a sudden, you're down 17. That was the barrage and the run that Nemaha Central started with. They started the quarter on a 12-0 run before Sabetha finally got their first bucket. So really the key, can you get it back to 10? Can you get it back to 11, 9, somewhere in that range? Keep yourself right in it. But certainly this final 208 is going to be pretty important for Sabetha going into the half. Need a stop here. Thunder with the basketball, up 36-21. Here's Marcus at the free throw line. Floater good. Marcus seeing his brother Curtis do all the damage, and he's saying, hey, let me get a little piece of it. He's got 8. And the lead back to 17, 38-21. Top of the key, it's Michael. I want to go inside. And kind of a partially blocked shot inside, and the rebound by Marcus Beck, but then basically threw it away. Basically threw it away and got it right back. Curtis wanted to fire that three in the corner. Leonard, left side to Marcus. Here's Cooper Hike at the free throw line. Takes it all the way to the 10. That one is no good. Trying to fight for his own rebound, and he does. And then a whistle and a foul. They get this one on Dollinghouse. That's his first. Just the 14 foul on Sabetha. Final minute 20 here until halftime. But the lead right now for Nemaha Central is 17, 38-21, with 80 seconds to go here in the second quarter. So here's Wade Leonard, who got the start tonight. Cooper Hike has been good off the bench for them so far this year. Marcus gets it at the free throw line, takes it all the way in, and he lays it in for two. So Marcus Beck with back-to-back buckets, and the lead is 19, 40-21. There's a nice drive and contact inside, and Garber lays it in for two. Big bucket for Sabetha, 40-23. Final 50 seconds to go here in the second. And then that one knocked away by Bowman, and Bauman's going to lay it up and in, reverse layup. So Bauman has four, and it's back to 15. So back-to-back buckets. Now 30 seconds to go here until halftime. There's a whistle and a foul.
You said
it, Bauman, with the foul, his first.
Both teams average about 50 points a game, roughly. Nemaha Central's 10 points away from kind of getting the 50. So
they're on pace for an 80 spot here tonight. They got 40 here in the first half, 19 alone from Curtis Beck, and then 10 from Marcus. So they got those two alone outscoring Sabetha. So it's the Becks 29, Sabetha 25, but it's 40-25. Final 20 seconds here until halftime. There's a wild shot. That would have been partially blocked inside, and then a whistle and a foul as Marcus got his own miss and then put it back up, nearly got it to go. And he earns a trip to the free throw line to shoot two. They get the foul on Preston Michael. That's his second. Team foul number 6, so just 14 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Marcus Beck at the line. He's a 63% free throw shooter. He knocks that one in. He's got 11. Davis Roki back into the game. Christian McAfee as well. So definitely some height and some length back on the floor. Final 13 and a half seconds. And Sam McWilliams looking to check in as well. And he does. He'll replace Carter Lutz. So what a first half here for the Becks. Marcus has one more free throw. This one is up. He left that one short, tipped into the hands of Garber. Final 10 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Garber working around multiple bodies, gets it high left, 4 seconds, skips it to Roki, who has a look from three, and he rattled one in. At the buzzer, Davis Roki, much needed triple, for Sabetha going into the halftime break. High scoring affair. We had fireworks in the first half. Nemaha Central 41, Sabetha 28. Back for our halftime coverage after this, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Halftime next after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tanks are cheaper in the country. Tires are too. If you want to save some money, trees and funny, here's all you have to do. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
Get out of town.
It's well worth the trip to save a bundle on tires because Direct is better.
Get out of town.
7 miles west of Fulton.
There's only one. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
After living through another year in a pandemic, there's a real need to take a compassionate look at self-development and our mental health in 2022. We are proud to offer mental health therapy services here at home. Kaylee Patton-Dieters provides individual, couple, and family therapy. If you're struggling with your mental health, we are here to provide you support and help you find the tools to improve your mental health and increase your resiliency. Contact your primary care physician today at 785-336-6107 for a referral. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Halftime coverage continues here on KMZA 92.1 in the Sabetha channel, online at mscsports.net. If you're viewing, if you're listening, we appreciate it very much. Thanks for tuning in, and you certainly got an entertaining first half here in this boys contest. Sabetha trailing here at Nemaha Central 41-28. Curtis Beck goes absolutely bananas in the first half. 19 points to lead all scores. A barrage of threes in the second quarter. Nemaha Central hung up 23 points in the second quarter. They started the second quarter on a 12-0 run and turned an 18-15 lead into a 30-15 lead before Sabetha got their first bucket in the quarter. Certainly after that, the Blue Jays kind of hung around. It ballooned up to as much as 17, but a big three at the buzzer by Davis Roki to get it back to within 13 for Sabetha at halftime. But it was just really one of those things. You don't see it often, particularly at this level, but I mean, sometimes when you're hot, you're hot, and there were multiple heat checks by Curtis Beck that he knocked down, and sometimes when a player's just feeling it, it just seemed to be the case, and he's got 19 in the first half, came in averaging 20, and he's already got 19, and certainly on pace for much more than that here tonight if he can keep up that pace.
Yeah, Brandon, several notes so far through the guys' game. One, did Nemaha Central even know we had a Christmas break? I mean, they averaged 50 points. Sabetha and Nemaha, they're top two in averaging points. They're 9 points away from 50. We're at halftime right now. But on a serious note, though, if you're Sabetha, you're not out of this game. You're only down 13. I mean, you have two halves to go. Obviously, Nemaha Central, a lot of that is the three-point shot. You take a lot of those threes away, this game's a lot closer than it looks. If they start, you know, starting to cool down from three, and Sabetha can get some points the other way, who knows? Sabetha could come away with the win. obviously, time will tell. We'll see, you know, we'll find out here when the game's actually all said and done. But, obviously, we talked about it. If Sabetha can come back and win this game, what a huge game that will set up for Friday night. But if you're Nemaha Central, you really want to get this win as well. Both teams do, but especially Nemaha Central, because you want to get the win not only over your rival, but you want to stay in contention with Royal Valley. Obviously, because we don't know what Sabetha will do Friday night, regardless of how this game turns out against Royal Valley. Beat them, lose, who knows? We'll see Friday night, obviously, but again, these three teams, Sabetha, Royal Valley, and Nemaha, all right there, the top spot in this league, and it's going to come down to one of these three teams. So if you're Nemaha Central, you got to keep pressing the issue here and try to maybe not extend your lead necessarily, but keep that lead and never let it go.
Certainly don't turn off the gas and continue to play the way you're playing, and obviously law of percentages.
Yeah.
Shot, for as hot as they were in the first half, you would think it probably comes back to earth a little bit.
Yeah.
So when you have those stretches for Sabetha, certainly want to take advantage and get some buckets while you can to get back into it.
And one more quick note, Brandon, I forgot to mention, here's something that's going to be key down the stretch. Nemaha has four timeouts, Sabetha only has two.
Yeah, I can understand Blue Jays head coach Scott Berger and some of those timeouts that he had to take, particularly in the midst of that 12-0 run to start the second quarter for Nemaha Central. But we'll see how they utilize those TOs in the second half. And we mentioned Curtis Beck, 19 points to lead all scorer. His brother Marcus chipped in with 11 and also 5 rebounds. And then Carter Lutz, a quiet 7 in the first half as well. And then Abe Hilbert and Sam McWilliams each has 2. We saw Christian McAfee. He's got 11 for the Blue Jays. He had 9 of those early on in the ball game. They got 6 from Davis Roque on 2 threes. They got 4 apiece from Matthew Garber and Marcus Bauman. And then Preston Michael had a 3 as well. You talked a lot about Matthew Garber in the pregame, kind of the leader, the point guard of the team. See if he can kind of turn things up. He's second in the league in steals per game. He's one of the best free throw shooters. Can he get to the line and execute and work on his strengths? And obviously averaging over 13.5 points per game. I mean, for example, Matthew Garber is averaging almost 14 points per game. That's 11th in the Big 7 right now. So there are a lot of scorers in this league. You know, we mentioned, of course, Curtis Beck leading the way at 20.4. I mean, you average 14. I mean, that's first-team all-league honors in most leagues across the state. But right now in the Big 7, 13.5 points per game is outside the top 10.
Yeah, Brandon. You just said it, 11 in scoring. This we say it every year. It always happens, whether it's especially in basketball, whether it's on the girls' side or the boys' side. Usually it's both. But the Big 7 league, anybody can be anybody in this league. There's not really, I mean, obviously, like we're talking about, you know, Sabetha and Royal Valley, they're undefeated right now. Nemaha Central only has one loss. That's the Royal Valley. That doesn't mean, you know, Jeff West, they're sitting there 0-4 in league play. That doesn't mean they can't beat these teams. Obviously, Sabetha kind of handled it pretty well right there before the break. Any given night, you give any team a chance to walk out here on this floor, they could beat anybody in this league. It's just, they just battle up and, if you will, beat on each other so much that there's really not one team until right towards the end that you can say that's who's going to walk away with it. And we said it in the girls' game, Brandon. We just talked about it here as well. Sabetha, Nemaha, and Royal Valley. We've mentioned it several times already. Obviously, it's still a little early. We haven't even hit the midseason tournaments yet. But these three teams, they're going to meet at Substate. So you're going to have a really fun Substate on the guys' side this season, because also you have teams like Marysville. Marysville's not a bad team. Sabetha, they kind of snuck around them there the first game of the season. I was not at that one. I'm just going off the score and what I heard from it. But you also have Silver Lake. That's where it's hosted. We don't know much about them this year. They're not a terrible team compared to last season, would be my guess. But then you got other teams like Rossville, Hiawatha's down there. So anything, it's not given here in the Big 7 League. You have to go out and earn it every single night.
That's a pretty wild substate with all the talent there. You mentioned teams like Rossville and Silver Lake. I mean, obviously, two of the best teams in football you get every year in Class 2A. Of course, Rossville, the state champs in football, so you obviously know plenty of athletes are there. But, man, this one's been fun, 41-28. I mean, Sabetha certainly not out of it yet. And we're just gearing up for the start of the second half. Seemed like a pretty quick-moving halftime here. Again, our halftime coverage has been brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. We'll keep it right here, getting you set for the start of the second half. And on 103.9 KNZA, Texas Bowl, K-State and LSU and the Wildcats up to a 7-0 lead 6 minutes into that game. So let's go Cats.
Yeah.
I don't know if Ryan cares back in studio, but waiting for him. We'll talk about it in the morning. Don't worry, Brian. I hear him back there. Appreciate Brian's work. Logan next to me. I'm Brandon Tadman. 41-28 as we start the second half. And, again, adjustments. Sabetha, you have to slow the Becks down. They have 30 of the 41 points. Obviously, Curtis, the bigger part of it with 19. Slow them down. I like to see Roki and McAfee get going a little bit more if you're Sabetha. Obviously, McAfee off to a real good start in the first quarter, was slowed down a little bit in the second quarter. And right out the gate, a whistle and a bump and a foul. Sabetha charged with that one. Preston Michael picks that one. So Preston now with three fouls. Preston Michael, so he's going to come out real quick, 8 seconds into the third quarter, and that brings up a substitution for him. So Nemaha Central with the basketball to start the third quarter and the 41-28 lead. So Lutz, Leonard, Hermish, and the Becks out there. And there's a tip pass from Hermish that's deflected and intercepted. Now Sabetha an opportunity here. Here's a step back Jay that gets stuck into the side of the rim by Bauman. And the possession arrow will keep it here with Sabetha, so really no harm, no foul. It just changes the arrow there. So the Blue Jays will throw it in. Over the top, it goes to McAfee. McAfee hands it off to Garber, gets to the free throw line, left side to Roki. Now to Niehaus, wants to go inside. It's McAfee, tries to sling one into the corner. It's deflected out of bounds. Levy was looking for Bauman and tipped out of bounds, so Garber to throw it in. Just quietly knocks it into McAfee, kind of fading away from the rim, and a whistle and a foul. No correction. They'll get the jump ball. Possession arrow, though, to Nemaha Central after Hermish pulled that one down. So 40 seconds into the third quarter, still 41-28. It was 18-15 Nemaha Central after one, and they outscored Sabetha 23-13 in the second. A near steal. They get it to the top of the key with Lutz. Lutz hands it off to Marcus Beck, to Wade Leonard on the right wing. Now Hermish at the free throw line turns, has it knocked away, but gets it right back. Off to Leonard. Wants to go to the hole and lays it in with the left hand. How about that move from the junior Wade Leonard? His first bucket, lead back to 15 at 43-28. Largest lead has been 17. Sabetha now down 15, 43-28, 6:40 to go here in the third. They want McAfee inside. He's guarded by Curtis Beck. They bounce it to Garber. Gets inside the free throw line. Lost his footing. Picked up the McAfee. McAfee gets it back to Garber in the corner for three. That one no good. And a rebound for Bauman, who kicks it to Roki for three. That one short. Rebound and a block shot inside. And then we get a whistle and a foul as Lutz came away with that ball. So multiple opportunities there, Logan, for Sabetha on offensive rebounds. And when you're down and you get those second-chance opportunities, you certainly want to take advantage.
Yeah, and they weren't bad looks either from the three-point line.
Yeah, Roki had a great look. He knocked down two threes in the first half. Had a good look from straight on. He just left it short. Nice screen there by Hermish. How about Leonard for three? Yes. Wade Leonard from downtown and shows a little flair after that one. That was nothing but net. And it's 46-28, the lead up to 18, largest lead of the night for Nemaha Central. Here's Roki inside, had it knocked away and a steal. Thunder have it. Here come Curtis back up the floor, gets it to his brother Marcus, who lays it in for two, nearly hammered it, but Marcus finesses that one in over the rim. He's got 13, and the lead is 20. 48-28, Nemaha Central. 5:35 left here in the third quarter, all Thunder at this point. Certainly still plenty of time left. And then there's Hermish going knocked to the floor, but it's saved by Sabetha. They keep it alive. Roki here on the left wing, spinning on Marcus Beck. They get it inside to McAfee, who's swatted at the rim by Marcus Beck. They'll keep it alive. Roki for three, had it blocked. Back-to-back blocks by the Becks. And that one comes away to Marcus here underneath the bucket. It was a wild possession. Nice ball fake by Marcus Beck, and he'll float it and lay it in. Boy, that is a finesse play, a little head fake. Got his defender in the air, took a couple steps and floated one in. He's got 15, and the lead is 22, 50-28. 5 minutes to go, 4:58 to be exact. The full timeout will follow suit. We'll step aside for a quick 30. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Land Radio.
Brian Hurt back in studio. Logan Bitterman to my right. I'm Brandon Salmon. Thanks for tuning in to Betha Channel and also on 92.1 KMZA. Our game of the week as we're off and running the latter portion of the basketball season. Things really ramp up now. We'll have midseason tournaments here in a couple of weeks. Those are always fun to cover and get some teams kind of out of their own realm and into some different competition. So out of the timeout, the lead for Nemaha Central is 22, 50-28. A whistle and a foul. They get Marcus Beck with his first foul. First foul on Nemaha Central here in the second half. So Curtis is going to take a breather. Sam McWilliams checks in. 4:45 left here in the third. They want it inside to McAfee. Kicks it out to Roki, who's called for a travel. Now 12 turnovers in the game by Sabetha. They came into the night averaging 13 turnovers a game. They're about at that number with still nearly 5 minutes to go in the third. So certainly not a number they like to this point. Need to limit those down because Nemaha Central, they have been really just on another planet offensively tonight. They have kept it going from the jump. McWilliams nearly had it knocked away. Leonard now has it. Top of the key to Hermish. He'll get it to the right side to Marcus Beck. McWilliams turns at the free throw line. Now hands it back to Marcus, who's curling in the lane. Hermish now an opportunity. He'll split two defenders. He should be called for a travel, and he is. Took an extra step and a turnover by Nemaha Central. And real quick, that was a quick breather for Curtis Beck as he is back into the game, and he'll take his brother's spot. Marcus now will get a quick breather. And we also get Preston Michael back into the game for Sabetha. 4:13 to go, third quarter. 50-28, Nemaha Central. Here's Garber, cross the timeline from right to left. Waist-high dribbles with the right hand. Kick ball as he was looking for Roki at the elbow. Kicked away by Lutz. So he'll throw it in from the side out. So Michael throws it in to Garber. It's been quiet tonight, just 4 points. The point guard averaging nearly 14 a game. They get it to Bauman in the corner. Wants to curl around the arc to the top of the key. Now flings it left side into the corner to Garber. He's guarded by Lutz. That's a good matchup. Gets by Lutz and lays it in with some contact with the left hand. Matthew Garber, big bucket. He's got six, and the lead is 20 at 50-30. 3:39 left here in the third quarter. Here is Curtis Beck into the right corner. Lutz, a nice ball fake. He'll float one. Just left it a little bit short, rattles in and out, and the rebound for Bauman. And Sabetha with it, down 20, 50-30, 3:20 to go here in the third. Here's Garber trying to go to work, gets it right back inside, same finish on the left side. Back-to-back buckets for Matthew Garber, and he's got eight, and the lead is 18, 50-32. Back-to-back buckets by Sabetha. Still plenty of time in this game. Just 3 minutes left here in the third quarter, and you got the entire fourth. So Sabetha can certainly try to finish this quarter, go on a little bit of a run, and keep themselves in it going into the final 8 minutes. Here's Lutz bouncing it to Hermish at the free throw line. Kicked it to Leonard in the corner for three. That one no good, but a rebound for Hermish, and he nearly got an and one. And Hermish will work his way to the free throw line to shoot a pair. He's been quiet tonight. So the foul is on McAfee, his first, third team foul. Hermish just 2 of 7 at the line so far this season. And he's pure on that one, and Hermish has his first point here tonight. Came into the game averaging nearly 6 points and 7 rebounds, so a solid 6'2 senior. Cole Hermish, he had 6 points and 6 rebounds in the game at Royal Valley. Pretty consistent. He had 13 rebounds in the win at Centralia. He goes 1 for 2, and the rebound to McAfee. 51-32, Nemaha Central by 19, coming up on the final 2.5 minutes here in the third quarter. Here is McAfee, works inside, kicks it into the corner. Garber fading from three, and he knocks it down. How about the third quarter and stretch from Matthew Garber? He's got 11 and 7 here in the third quarter. 51-35, Sabetha not going away, the lead is 16. Here's Cooper Hike, nearly traveled with it, got it away in time. Now it's Marcus back to Curtis. Now Hike again, right wing. They want to go inside to Marcus. Turns, fades, fires, and hits. Marcus back now with 17. And it's 53-35. Lead back to 18 for Nemaha Central. Curtis with 19. Marcus with 17. And we get a whistle and a foul.
Foul number 12, Matthew Garber.
So Garber picks up another foul. That's his third. Team foul number 4. Roki and Bauman are back into the game. 53-35, Nemaha Central by 18 with a minute 53 left to go here in the third. Curtis Beck to McWilliams, right side high on the wing. Holds it high, chest pass back to Curtis, who curls baseline, left his feet, and he's going to be called for a travel. So Sabetha gets it back with a minute 38 left here in the third. Down by 18. Here is Bauman. Across the timeline, far side of the floor. A little bit of pace to his step. Roki now left side to Michael. Dollinghouse back into the game as well. Bauman takes it all the way, and he's rejected at the rim, and a rebound for Curtis Beck. He wants to go coast to coast, but a beautiful bounce pass, layup good, and the foul. Sam McWilliams with his second bucket and a chance for an old-fashioned three-point play. Beautiful feed and finish through contact by Sam McWilliams. And the foul's on Roki. That's his second. Team foul number 5. McWilliams now with 4 points. Just his 5th free throw attempt of the season. He missed it. And the rebound into the hands of Roki. So the lead back to 20, 55-35. Down on the final 70 seconds left here in the third. Roki from straight on takes it all the way, and an awkward finish, but Davis Roki puts it in. He's got 8. 55-37, Nemaha Central. Final minute here in the third. Here's Lutz, right side. Cooper Hike, no hesitation on a 3. A little strong and a rebound. It's tipped in the air and near side, and Hike goes jumping into the stands over the bench. I believe I saw it's going to stay here on this end of the floor with Nemaha Central. So 50 seconds to go here in the third. The lead is 55-37. Thunder to throw it in. They get it off to Lutz. Now McWilliams. Get it into the corner with Marcus Beck. And Marcus with 17. Curtis with 19. The trend is been the same all year. Now, does Nemaha want to play for the final shot? 33 seconds left here in the third. McWilliams will drive, and he gets swatted out of bounds by Roki. Roki had a few words for him on the exchange there. Gave him the look like, please, don't bring it in here. We'll see Tyrese Bishop into the game for the first time for Sabetha. He'll take the spot of Dollinghouse. A 6-foot senior Bishop into the game. They float it over the top to Curtis Beck. Final 26 seconds to go here in the third. Dribble it back out. Curtis Beck does get defense there by Bauman, nearly forcing a steal. A Lutz guarded here by Michael. Final 10 seconds to go here in the third. Lutz working on Michael. Dribbles left, angles towards the wing. Top of the key to Hike. 4 seconds to go. Takes it all the way. His shot is blocked. but gets his own miss, puts it back up and in, or no good, I should say, nearly got it to go. And that's going to end the third quarter. At the end of three, it's the home squad, Nemaha Central 55, Sabetha 37. Final 8 minutes coming up after a 60-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
FM, KMZA.
Nemaha Central extends their lead, outscoring Sabetha 14-9 in the third quarter. They lead at 55-37. Sabetha, first possession here in the fourth quarter. And we get a whistle and a foul after a missed three. This one against Curtis Beck, his first. Just the second team foul on the Thunder here in the second half. So Sabetha to throw it in over the top. Gets it into Bauman, into the corner to Bishop. Now Garber in the corner, wants to bounce it inside to Roki. Uses the length to get it inside, and it spins in and out. No good. And the rebound for Curtis Beck. Here's Lutz, open for three, buries it. A quiet 10 points and a couple of threes tonight from Carter Lutz. The lead is 21, 58-37. Boy, you're getting the Thunder on a night. How they're playing tonight. I'm trying to not screw this up so bad. I'm just saying, this is a very hard team to beat if they're shooting the way that they're shooting tonight. They just got so much length and athleticism. We get a kicked ball inside. Sabetha keeps it. 58-37 the score. But that barrage, like the first few minutes of the second quarter where it was bang, 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 and goes from a 3-point game to a 15-point game within a blink of an eye. And really since then, Sabetha's chipped away at times, but they really haven't threatened a whole lot here tonight. Bishop looking inside, wants McAfee, who corrals it underneath and lays it up and in. Christian McAfee's been quiet since the first quarter, but he leads Sabetha with 13 points. Hermish had it knocked away, and we get a whistle and a foul. So Hermish is going to the line. Garber, who now has four, by the way, trying to plead his case that he got all ball. Hermish spinning into the lane, and Hermish will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Hermish has just 1 point tonight. 1 of 2 at the line earlier in the half. He's now 1 for 3. He misses that one. Preston Michael checks in as Garber has to come out with four fouls. 6:52 left in the game, 58-39. Nemaha Central in control, trying to get it back to 20, but Termish misses both free throws, and then the rebound is knocked out of bounds underneath. Last touch by Sabetha, so Nemaha Central, despite missing both free throws, they will keep the possession on their end here. Here's Lutz, a heat check from deep. Oh, man, Carter Lutz, 13, and another three. It's 61-39. It was the Becks, really, in the first three quarters. Now Carter Lutz firing here in the fourth, and there's a lazy pass that's taken away, and a two-hand jam by Marcus Beck with 19. 63-39. Final 6:25 left in the game. There's a whistle and a foul. They were looking for McAfee inside. They get this one on Carter Lutz. That is his first team foul number four. So Bishop comes out after getting a quick minute. And Dollinghouse checks back in for him. Tipped into the corner with Bauman. Bauman to the top to Roki. Jab stepping on Hermish. Wants to work on him. Gets to the elbow. Spins. Lost it. Gets it back and kicks it back to Dollinghouse around the elbow. He has it nearly knocked away by Beck. Gets to Roki. Off to Michael in the corner. They want to go over the top. Tipped and a good steal from behind by Wade Leonard. Here comes Leonard. He wants to go coast to coast and he'll draw the foul. So they get the foul on Roki. That's his third. Seventh team foul to Nemaha Central in the bonus the rest of the game as Wade Leonard goes to the free throw line, who's got 6 points now after making that free throw. That's his first made free throw of the season. Wade Leonard, a junior, hasn't played a whole lot, scored 3 in the win over St. Mary's. He certainly has a season high here with 7 off the bench, or I should say he started tonight, actually, but his first start, he has 7 points. And the lead is 65-39. 5:43 to go. Sabetha just continuing to turn it over here in the second half. And there's a one-handed flush on the other end by Curtis Beck. He's got 21. My, oh, my. Now they're just putting on a show. Want to go inside to McAfee. Sabetha gets one up and in. It's McAfee with a nice spin move inside. He's got 15. But it's a 67-41 lead for Nemaha Central here at home tonight. There's a basket inside by Cole Hermish. That's his first field goal. He's got 3. 69-41. The lead is currently 28 with 5 minutes to go. Dollinghouse, top of the key to Roki. Wants to spin at the free throw line. Difficult shot. Nearly banked it in. Hermish the rebound. Nemaha Central up 28, and they're still trying to push the pace. 4:40 to go. They leave Lutz open. Not that time. A little strong. Backside rebound by Preston Michael. And here's Bauman up the floor for Sabetha. 69-41. They go inside. McAfee is blocked from behind, a whistle and a foul. This one against DeMarcus Beck. That should be number 2. Correction is 3rd. I was wrong on that one. So this will send Christian McAfee to the line to shoot 2. 15 points, 3 rebounds tonight. So a good game for McAfee. Strong on the first free throw, no good. Well, the question is, Logan, how does Sabetha respond? They're going to lose their first game of the year tonight as we get some younger players checking in here for Sabetha. Nathan Booth, a 5'7 junior. Get the rest of them here in a second, but doesn't get any easier for Sabetha. They get to play Royal Valley, who's the top team in the league right now. On Friday, we get a lost shoe by Cooper Hike, so they're going to stop play there. But a quick turnaround. Obviously, the tough loss tonight, and then you get Royal Valley on Friday.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, we still have 4.5 minutes at 28 points, so unless we see something bizarre here, Brandon. But, yeah, obviously, it's going to be your first loss this season, and not trying to really make it sound bad. It's going to, but it's about these guys, they've seen the losses. I mean, last year, they only got 3 wins on the season a year ago, so, you know, it's not nothing that they haven't seen. They weren't able to beat Nemaha Central last year. And tonight, Nemaha Central just had their number. Nemaha Central came out here and they were just hitting shots right and left.
Nothing you can really do.
Friday night, it will be extremely tough. And what's going to make it even worse is the fact that Wawasik is back for Royal Valley. That's going to be extremely scary. You think about what they did a season ago. They only lost 1 league game last season, Royal Valley. That was to Riverside. They lost to Riverside a season ago. So, Sabetha, they're going to try to be the first team to knock them off this season on Friday night. And they have the team. They could do it, Brandon. But as the biggest thing you're going to have to change between tonight going into Friday night is you're going to have to play better sound defense. You're going to have to make sure you do not turn the ball over because that was a big thing. And you got to get good looks at the basket.
There's a steal. I mean, we got a lot of younger players in for both teams right now. Nemaha was wasting a little bit of time there. They had it taken away, and now a foul's called. They get this one on McWilliams. That's his third. So Sabetha with the basketball. 3.5 minutes to go. Garber wants to fire a three. That one no good. Chased into the corner, out of bounds. And it stays with Sabetha, I believe. It will. 3:24 left in the game. The lead is 28, 69-41 for Nemaha Central. They scored 41 in the first half. Nice bounce pass inside. McAfee going to go right back to the free throw line to shoot two, where he's 1-for-4 at the line tonight. McWilliams picks up his fourth. So McAfee started the game hot, scoring 9 points in the first quarter. He's got 15, make it 16. So certainly, obviously, Garber came in and hit a couple shots here in the second half. He was fairly quiet in the first, but good game tonight for the 6'3 sophomore, Christian McAfee, who now has 17. He goes 2-for-2. 69-43, 3 and change to go. McWilliams just kind of hanging around, top of the key, wasting some time here. Gavin Kane, a junior, is in the game. Also, Jaden Thomas, a junior. Abe Hilbert back in there as well for Nemaha Central. Some of the younger cats getting some opportunities. There's a travel, a turnover by Nemaha Central. So they give it back to Sabetha. 2:59 to go. We had mentioned Garber is still in the game. Also, Preston Michael. Nathan Booz, we mentioned him in the game as well. There's a drive by Garber, no good, out of bounds. It stays with Sabetha. And we'll get J.R. Street, 5'11 senior, into the game. And also Tyrese Bishop, who saw a little bit of time here in the second half. He's back in as well. He'll replace Garber. So in games like this, you get your opportunities to play some younger kids and get a little bit of experience under their belts. 69-43 is the Nemaha Central lead with 2:50 to go. Sabetha with the basketball. McWilliams trying to force a jump ball, and he does. And possession arrow keeps it with the Blue Jays. He got tied up there with Preston Michael in the left corner. So Michael to throw it in. Gets it over the top. There's a Pop J, that's no good. Rebound and a foul as Niehuis was in there and searching for his first points tonight. He'll go to the free throw line to try to do that. Cooper Hike in as well. He's got his first foul. So Niehuis at the line. And he's off on the first free throw, no good. 2:38 to go, 69-43 Thunder. The Sabetha girls won the first game tonight, so looking like it's going to be a split here between these two teams. The Big Seven rivals will meet later on in the season as well, so won't be the first time they play, and plus an opportunity potentially in sub-state as well. What should be a very difficult sub-state in Class 3A. The amount of teams with Royal Valley, Sabetha, Nemaha Central, Cooper Hike missing a three straight on, and the rebound chased down by Niehuis, who wants to go coast to coast, and kind of an awkward shot inside, no good, and a rebound brought down by Gavin Kane, the junior for Nemaha Central, who wants to take it coast to coast, and Gavin Kane lays it in for two. Gavin Kane, his first points of the season, 71-43. Is a three that's off the rim, no good, but an offensive rebound and stick back try by Niehuis is no good. We're going to see Will Ulrich and another sub into the game as well. And Jacob Grimm. 71-43, Nemaha Central with it and the big lead down the stretch here. There's a whistle, or I should say a drive and a missed shot. Abe Hilbert the rebound. He'll put one back up and in. He's got four. 73-43. The lead is 30. Tipped into the backcourt. That's the one thing when you get the younger cats in, they want to do everything they can to get in the books.
And they want to show they belong out
the
there.
The intensity certainly ramps up, even though it's a 30-point game. Makes things a little fun down the stretch, so. We'll run the clock out here. It's hit 30, 73-43, final 65 seconds. We'll of our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. We'll announce our players of the game for both the girls and the boys contest here tonight. There's a short corner shot, no good. Rebound for Filbert. And they want to get it up the floor to Hike, who lays it in for two. Cooper Hike, his first bucket, 75-43, final 42 seconds left. They get it to Bishop in the corner for three. That one is good. Tyrese Bishop. Nice applause there by the fans. 75-46. Final 27 seconds to go. Jaden Thomas, Hilbert, and Hike. One of the more veteran players out there, at least right now. Beautiful drive and an assist for Hike, and Hilbert with another bucket. 77-46. Final 8 seconds. Betha probably will try to get up a shot. They will. That one no good. Battle for the rebound, and it's lost and out of bounds, and that's the end of the ball game. Boy, it was a clinic tonight for the Thunder. 77-46. Our post game is next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll wrap this one up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org. to learn more.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same in 2025. It's called rate lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry at 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
State Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Over. You say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Gotcha, Monday through Friday. Tails win.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Guys, you're on.
Final time here from Nemaha Central High School. Brian Hurt, Logan Bitterman, Brandon Tamman with you. Appreciate everyone's help here tonight as it is a split in this Big 7 league rivalry. The Sabetha girls victorious in the first game tonight, 40-28, and then the Nemaha Central boys roll in game two, 77-46. We'll get to the numbers and our players of the game, but Logan, quick thoughts. They came out scorching hot. Both teams really came out firing. First quarter, it was 18-15 after one, and then Nemaha Central came out early portions of the second quarter, scored the first 12 points. You blink an eye, it's 30-15 at that point, and Sabetha really couldn't recover from there as Nemaha Central was able to coast, and that was a big-time performance out of the break for the Thunder.
Yeah, Brandon, and we kind of said it. I might have a couple times right there when they were hitting the threes and getting all those baskets to fall. They did realize we just got back from Christmas break, right?
Yeah,
first day back, first game back.
Right.
I mean, wow.
You would think with the time off there could be
maybe
a little
not
lax
that high,
there.
Maybe
but
not that high scoring. You know, we expected to see the girls' game was actually a pretty good game. That one kind of could have gone either way. But really in the guys' game, we expected to see right down to the end. But in this case, it just wasn't. You know, Nemaha Central, they let Sabetha kind of hang around there right at the beginning just to kind of see, I think, is what a lot of it was. Then, obviously, the three started falling. They just felt really confident, you know, in their ability to just kind of run away with this one. Obviously, Sabetha is going to get a chance at an opportunity to try to take them down the second time around in Sabetha, but obviously that's not going to be for a little while. So,
right.
You know, you got to play the rest of your opponents you haven't played yet, and you got the midseason tournament. But for both teams, you know, it's only the first loss for Sabetha. Nemaha is going to stay with one loss as well. So there's really not a lot hurt. I mean, you know, if a tie comes down to the end type of thing, obviously, like we just said, they have to play again. But for both teams, you're still up there. You know, you still have a lot to look forward to because the season's not extremely young, but there's still a decent amount left.
Well, both these teams are certainly going to be in the thick of it down the stretch. Let's get you the final numbers here from the boys' contest. Again, Nemaha Central victorious 77-46. They move to 5-1 overall and 3-1 in Big 7 league play. Blue Jays take their first loss. They are 5-1 and 3-1 as well. Curtis Beck led the way, 21 points, and hard to believe because he had 19 at halftime, so just 2 points in the second half from Curtis Beck, but still 21 to lead the way. His brother Marcus, 19 and 6 rebounds. Marcus really kind of picked up the latter portion of the scoring in the second half between those two. Carter Lutz, a quiet 13 points and 3 threes tonight. He was very good for Nemaha Central as well. 7 for Wade Leonard, who got a start tonight as well, and then 4 from Sam McWilliams. You also got 6 points and a few rebounds from Abe Hilbert, who got some minutes early, and then, of course, in the end as well. Mentioned McWilliams with 4, Cole Hermish with 3, and then 2 apiece from Gavin Kane and Cooper Hike. For the Blue Jays, 17 points for Christian McAfee. He scored 9 early and then got some points in the fourth quarter, but a good night for the 6'3 sophomore, 17 and 3 rebounds for Christian McAfee. 11 points for Matthew Garber, hit a couple shots in the second half. And then they got 8 points from Davis Roki, 4 from Marcus Bauman, 3 apiece from Preston Michael and Tyrese Bishop late. So the Blue Jays drop to 5-1 and 3-1. Nemaha Central improves to 5-1 and 3-1. So these teams tied for second in the Big 7. Looking up at undefeated Royal Valley, didn't see their score tonight, but if Royal Valley got their win tonight or gets a win tonight, they will still, of course, be in first place in the league, but there is still a lot of basketball to be played, and no doubt, and we'll see these two teams match up again. Before we get out of here, we need to announce our players of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. It was my fault. I lagged on it, but the girls' game, of course, Sabetha got the win, 40-28, and really no question, I think you can agree as well, Mary Lukert had 17 points to lead all scorers. She had 4 rebounds, 15 of those 17 in the second half. So she was really the big difference offensively for the Blue Jays to get the win over Nemaha Central, help get their second win the season. And honestly, when we look at the boys' game here tonight, You know, part of me wants to sneak it away and give it to Marcus, but Curtis Back obviously was very, very good. I just think his starts and the second quarter that he had that helped extend that lead out to where it got, I think was the big difference in the game because Sabetha couldn't bounce back and they couldn't get back into the game at that point. It was pretty much out of reach once we got about midway through the second quarter, although they certainly had their opportunities to chip away. They just never could. But Curtis Back, 21 points, led all scorers tonight. He had 19 in the first half. They got off to a great start in the second quarter. 12-0 run to start, led by 15, a timeout from there. Nemaha Central pretty much rolled the rest of the way. Both teams getting some young cats in towards the end, the final few minutes, so it's always good to see some younger kids get some experience and get some PT in these types of games. So, Logan, great stuff tonight. Appreciate it very much. Everybody who's helping out, we appreciate it. Brian back in studio as well. Again, the finals from tonight in the girls' contest. Sabetha gets the win 40-28, and the Nemaha Central boys in the latter portion of the doubleheader win big 77-46. Don't forget, we got our locker room chats tomorrow and Thursday, getting you caught up on all the early action of 2022. We'll have more for you and all the scores online, of course, at mscsports.net. Again, for Logan, everyone, Brian, I'm Brandon. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you tomorrow for sports in the morning. And stay tuned for our locker room chats tomorrow and Thursday as well. We'll talk to you on Friday for more high school hoops here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.